Also in northern Iraq, the political struggle for Kirkuk is heating up. Kirkuk is home to three separate ethnic groups and some of Iraq's richest oil fields. Saddam Hussein tried to consolidate his hold over the city by bringing in new Arab residents and expelling tens of thousands of Kurds and Turkmen. Now those refugees are returning, especially the Kurds, who want Kirkuk to be part of their autonomous region. A referendum on the fate of Kirkuk, mandated by the Iraqi constitution, is due to take place by the end of this year, as NPR's Jamie Terabay reports.
The dark hallways of Kirkuk's main government building echo with the footsteps of provincial and local council employees, all here together under the watchful eye of American soldiers. It's one of the few places in Kirkuk where Turkmen, Kurds and Arabs feel safe enough to be able to meet. They're all here to ensure a stake in the future of Kirkuk and its oil wealth. Arab council member Mohammed Jabouri says the Arabs of Kirkuk don't object to the return of Kurds deported by Saddam, but they do have a problem with making Kirkuk part of Kurdistan.
Back in history, Kirkuk was never under the Kurds or Kurdistan. It's an Iraqi city with the Arabs, Turkmen, Kurds. We say let it be a special province not tied with any other region, but only with central government.
Like other Arab leaders here, Jabouri believes Iraq itself will break apart if Kirkuk is given to the Kurds. And he believes that is now certain to be the result of any referendum here because of the thousands of Kurds who have flooded the city over the past 4 years. The influx has already prompted attacks on the Kurds by Sunni Arab insurgents. And Jabouri says the violence will only escalate as the December date for the referendum draws near.
If there is going to be a referendum by force, there will be fighting.
Kirkuk's Arabs are not the only ones who want the referendum postponed. Tahsin Kaya represents the city's large Turkmen community.
Any referendum shall mean that Kirkuk will be part of Kurdistan and this state, which is why political movements call for postponing it for the time being. The Turkmen's fear is we will lose our identity, like the Turkmen already living in Kurdistan.
Kaya says the Kurds have done nothing to allay the fears of the Arabs and the Turkmen here.
They could have contained the situation with the Turkmen and the Arabs more than they have. For the past 4 years, there have been disputes and political and ethnic rivalry. The Kurds don't understand the whole situation.
The Arabs and Turkmen argue that the referendum should be postponed for 3 or 4 years. But so far, Kurdish leaders say they will not permit a delay of the vote. Kader Aziz is the Kurdish regional government's representative on Kirkuk. He falls back on Article 140 of the Iraqi constitution, which stipulates that the referendum on Kirkuk must be held by the end of this year.
If they don't implement the article, that will be a violation of the Iraqi constitution. If they're not committed to the constitution, then the Kurdish leadership and the Kurdish people won't be either.
Aziz accuses Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and the Shiite-dominated government in Baghdad of stalling on the Kirkuk issue.
When they talk, they are perfect. But their actions are not. Maliki hasn't opposed implementing the article, but sometimes it takes him 3 months to approve a decision. This is how he delays it.
Asus Sergi, editor of an independent Kurdish newspaper, says he's reluctantly come to the conclusion that the referendum cannot happen this year. He too says the Kurdish leadership should have spent more time winning over Kirkuk's Arabs and Turkmen.
They were so busy with their own interests that they didn't do enough for these areas. I think everyone would say, if you win the people on the ground, no one can say no.
Sergi believes infighting between the two main Kurdish parties has cost the Kurds Kirkuk. And, he says, in the end, the Kurdish people will accept whatever their leaders tell them.
They will come at the end of the day and say, we have done our best. We have no other choice. And many people will just say, okay.
Jamie Tarabay, NPR News in Iraqi Kurdistan.